There's always an objective, always a target.
The objectives and targets always came from us. Who's giving them to him now? Scary version? He is.
Proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. Welcome to Open Mic. It's the 19th day of the 10th month of the 2023rd year, ADNJC. I'm Dr. John McGinnis. And Open Mic is sponsored by Complete Insurance Services, proprietor John Eichelberger Jr. Oh, folks, while you live, work, and create, Complete Insurance Services protects you against the vagaries of risk with integrity, stability, and service. Give John a call at 814-940-1733, 940-1733, and visit the website at CompleteInsurancePA.com. Lots of good information there, and never hurts to kind of review what you've got in terms of insurance coverage. Well, it's I did say it was the 19th. The weather word of the day is soup. The fog is thick as soup out there. So if you're driving, this is one of those allow extra time days. Please be careful. Have your lights on also. And it is Thursday. Yes! Magnificent 7 Thursday. The tradition continues. Tradition unlike any other. Here on Thursdays, we go farther and faster into the curvature of the four-dimensional space-time continuum than seems humanly possible. But we do it anyway. Even if it's not humanly possible, we're going to do it. The rules are simple. No criticism, no contentiousness, no controversy. Not Thursday. I give you, the smartest audience on all talk radio, a topic, and you come up with the seven most magnificent nominations for that topic. I got a good one today, folks. Magnificent, memorably imaginative, magical, and mysterious monikers of movies. What? I'll repeat. I don't know why I'm repeating, but I'll repeat. Memorably imaginative, magical, and mysterious monikers of movies. So what I'm asking for today is put your thinking cap on, bring your A game. And even if you don't show up, that's okay, because I'm going to really enjoy this. This is I spent several hours on this topic yesterday, and I was it wasn't work. It was fun. Going through some movies, and I'm thinking which have the most clever or most, interesting titles. So think of movies that have interesting or clever or imaginative titles. So let me give you an example of one, and or two or three, and I'll give you some examples of what we're not going for. Here's what we're not going for. Shane. Shane is one of the greatest movies ever, but the title is simply Shane. Not imaginative. It's the main character. I think it's his first name. Could be his last name. Could be one of these share characters with only one name. I don't know. He's just Shane. And that's the title of the movie. It's not imaginative, not creative, not interesting. Another great movie that's not going to make our list today. Really great movie, Casablanca. Now, you know the story of Casablanca. World War II is going on. There's Nazis. There's French resistance. There's a hero from Europe. There's a love triangle. There's a love triangle. Wow, what a great movie. And what do they call it? Casablanca. after the town in Morocco where it takes place. Not creative. And, of course, the Pearl Harbor movie, the title was Pearl Harbor. We know what Pearl Harbor is, was, always will be, but not an imaginative creative title. But take this one, for example, Back to the Future. Remember that one where the young lad takes off and goes back in time thanks to the flux capacitor invented by old Doc Brown? Well, when Marty McFly gets back to his parents' high school days in time, he has to convince the young Doc Brown that old Doc Brown has invented this time machine with the flux capacitor. And now he has to get back to the future, which is really the present. So he was in the present, he went back to the past, but now he gets back to the present, which is back to the future. That's a good title. It's a kind of a crazy title, but I like it. Another title I like is The Road to Perdition. It was a movie recommended to me not long ago by a friend, and kind of a dark movie, for sure. But the title is interesting because the climactic scene is in a place called Perdition. The town is called Perdition, a resort on Lake Michigan, I believe. And but the end, I hate the spoiler alert, but the father gets murdered and the son's there ready to shoot the murderer of his father, but he doesn't because he's not capable of pulling a trigger. And so the murderer's going to shoot the son, but the father's not quite dead yet, so the father shoots the murderer. And the son says, "Sorry, Dad, I couldn't pull the trigger." And his dad's happy about that because his dad was a lifelong criminal. And the road to perdition, and the perdition being hell or the, you know, eternal damnation. It's a nice play on words, a double entendre, if you will. Coming up after the break, by the way, I have my favorite movie title of all time, which is a triple entendre. Does it get better than that? I don't think so. But I got four stumpers for you coming up today. Give you two more examples of what we're going for. The Day the Earth Stood Still. Remember that great movie, the original, not the creepy Keanu Reeves rehash garbage. What a stupid movie that was. But the original, the 1950s, The Day the Earth Stood Still. The title was intriguing. And the Earth really didn't stand still, although the alien did create shut down the power grid. So all cars stopped and all electric signs went out. Everything stopped. I think he had them stop for a half hour. Get everybody's attention. That was the point. And then he warned people, "Hey, you! With this nuclear energy and this war that has been brewing in the 20th century, and the means of killing each other, you need to stop, or we'll put a stop to it." The extraterrestrials. So the idea of the title is not just that the aliens came down and interfered with the Earthlings, but the Earthlings were supposed to stop their movement towards self-annihilation. So I think that's a great title. What are the movies? The movies don't have to be good for the titles to be magnificent. And the fact that a movie is magnificent doesn't mean the title's good, as Casablanca and Shane show. Apollo 13, great movie, but I can't say the title is exactly imaginative. I guess the idea of 13 being unlucky, and it was a very unlucky expedition, but maybe that's one element to the title. Let's get to the phones and see what folks have. And then I got four stumpers in total today and two coming right up quickly. Welcome to Open Mic. First name, please.
Kathy,
what do you have for us today?
How about Apocalypse Now?
Yes, that was, wasn't that a remake or a movie make of the Joseph Conrad story?
Yeah,
Hard Darkness.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
They worked on that title for quite a while, and I'm not a fan of the movie. I have seen it, but it's just, it's a good title, Apocalypse Now.
That's what popped into my head.
Okay, well, I appreciate it.
Okay.
Thanks so much. I'd like to give deference to the first caller and the first nomination, but we might get some really good ones. By the way, I have my own list of seven most magnificent movie titles, and number one on my list Magnificent Seven. So maybe that doesn't sound like a great title to you, but it sounds like a great title to me. Could be a theme song of a radio show someday. Welcome to Open Mic. First name, please.
Cameron,
what do you have for us?
I have three of them.
Okay.
So the first one is Die Hard.
Die Hard. I saw that one with Bruce Willis, the old Christmas classic, right?
All right. My second one is Jaws.
See, I thought you were going to say Die Hard with a Vengeance, and then I'm going to say, "Nah, we got to go to another theme." Okay, Jaws, the Peter Benchley novel turned into a movie by Steven Spielberg, I believe. And
then my third one is Scarface.
Scarface. That was not the real Scarface, right? That was a fictional character?
I don't know, actually.
Wasn't this the guy was played by not De Niro? Who's the other guy from the
Al Pacino?
He was played by Al Pacino, right?
Right.
And yeah, that I think that was a fictional character, Cuban mafiosi or some such thing. And the real Scarface is Al Capone. But yeah, Scarface was a nasty guy and a good title for the movie because it that kind of implies you're dealing with a nasty person here. Jaws kind of implies you're dealing with something that might eat you, and that's true. And Die Hard, I don't know. Why. What's the connection between the title and the movie, Die Hard?
Well, I think I think it was a play on the Battery, but he dies hard. In other words, it's hard to kill him.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, Bruce Willis doesn't die, but the other guy does, so... That's kind of a happy ending.
That's the premise, though, that the cop who's trying to nail the bad guys, he dies hard.
Okay. All right. I like him. We'll see if we can get better. Thanks, Cameron. Appreciate it. 814-946-0435. Got to take a break, but before we break, three things, two stumpers, and then one of my nominations beside the Magnificent Seven. So stumper number one... This is a nursery rhyme stumper, and you have to answer the question at the end of the nursery rhyme. So here's the nursery rhyme. Listen closely. Vintery, mintery, cutery corn, apple seed and apple thorn, wire, briar, limber lock, three geese in a flock. One flew east, one flew west. Where did the other goose fly? Three geese in a flock, one flew east, one flew west. Where did the third goose fly? That's the stumper, a nursery rhyme stumper. And then I have the next stumper. Let's see here. Let's go with, this one. According to Jimmy Carter, former president of the United States, still alive, I believe, what was the biggest event in the American South during his lifetime? According to Jimmy Carter, he was born in 1924. According to him, what was the biggest event in the American South during his lifetime? I'll give you the exact date that it happened, by the way. December 15th, 1939. According to former President Jimmy Carter, what was the biggest event in the history of the American South during his lifetime, which happened on December 15th, 1939? He would have been 15 years old then. Who would have thought he'd become President of the United States? Biggest event in the history of the South. And also, there were three geese in a flock. One flew east, one flew west. Which direction did the other one fly? Let's see if you can get that. Number two on my list is Amadeus. And that doesn't sound like a great name for a movie about Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, but it's perfect, folks. Because he could have called the movie Wolfie because that's what the Mozart friends called him. They could have called it Mozart. They could have called it Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. But they just used his middle name. And the reason they use his middle name is it ties in with the whole point of the movie. In the movie, an Italian composer named Antonio Salieri is praying to God, has been praying all his life, that God would give him the talent to produce music that would glorify God. And what happens is that Mozart comes along, and Salieri recognizes he's just Salieri is just mediocre. He calls himself the patron saint of mediocrity. He's just disgusted that God would put all this talent in this licentious, libertine, low-life character named Mozart. But Amadeus, his middle name means God's love. You see the irony there? God's love. That's what the movie is actually about. Take a listen as Salieri describes Mozart's music.
On the page, it looked nothing. The beginning simple, almost comic. Just a pulse, bassoons, basset horns, like a rusty squeeze box. And then, suddenly, high above it, an oboe. A single note hanging there, unwavering. Until a clarinet took it over. Sweetened it into a phrase of such delight. This was no composition by a performing monkey. This was a music I'd never heard. Filled with such longing, such unfulfillable longing. It seemed to me that I was hearing a voice of God.
This is John Eichelberger from Complete Insurance Services in Altoona. In addition to the standard insurance coverages we provide, we have a special program for unemployment compensation. We typically save our nonprofits and government entities 25 to 40% on their unemployment comp and handle their UC work, including hearings. To start the program in 2024, the paperwork must be submitted by November 30th. So call our office today at 940-1733. That's 940-1733.
Identity theft shows no signs of slowing down. In fact, more than $29 billion were stolen last year alone. That's a criminal success story and a wake-up call for everyone else. It can be dangerously easy to steal your identity. LifeLock makes it easy to help protect yourself if you become a victim. A dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Join now and save up to 25% your first year with my name, Clay, as your promo code at LifeLock.com, promo code Clay.
Your pet isn't just a pet. They're part of your family. Most of the pet food on the market is cooked at high temperatures, which kills nutrients. A scoop of Dynavite is a 3-in-1 daily supplement, adding back key nutrients to your pup's health. Try Dynavite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at dinovite.com/radio. That's dinovite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Altoona's only talk station.
You're absolutely right to be outraged, and I'm outraged even more now.
Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA.
We're back! Magnificent 7 Thursday. Magnificent monikers of movies. The movies with the best titles. I'm playing more Mozart, but not because of Amadeus, but because of my very top nomination for this list, the best movie title ever. And it comes from, this is the overture of Marriage of Figaro, which opens up a movie starring Dan Aykroyd and Eddie Murphy and Jamie Lee Curtis called Trading Places. That doesn't sound like much of a name, but it is fantastic. I'll explain why in a bit, but we got a couple of stumpers before the Smarter Science All Talk Radio, a couple more to come. We got a nursery rhyme stumper. There were three geese in a flock. One flew east, one flew west. Where'd the other one fly? Three geese, one flies. Not a Mona Lisa Vito stumper, but one flew east, one flew west. Where's the other one fly? And according to Jimmy Carter, what was the biggest event in the American South in his lifetime? He was born in 1924, and he's still kicking. So we go to Randy. Good morning, Randy.
Morning.
Hey, good to hear from you. So either Stumper or both?
Well, the only thing I could think of about the nursery one that rhymes with flock is it flew up the nursery clock. I don't know.
Yeah, three geese ran up the nursery clock.
I don't know. That was...
Yes, one flew east, one flew west, and where'd the other one fly? We'll leave that for somebody else. How about the biggest event in the American South during his lifetime, according to Jimmy Carter?
Did it have to do with the Tennessee Valley Water Authority or the...
It did not. It did not. It was a specific event, December 15th of 1939. That was an earlier project, probably 5 or 6 years earlier it started, and was took a decade or more to get thing completed. But not close. But how about for our list?
Well, first of all, I'm not a big movie watcher, but Amadeus is a wonderful movie. I've seen it many, many times.
You don't
even have to be a musician to love it.
Well, yeah, the music is fantastic, and the history is not the best, but I don't think I've ever read anything or seen anything that more clearly communicates how Mozart must have been as a human being. I think that was probably what Mozart was, how he comes across in that movie. You know, this libertine guy who had this gift that he didn't shortchange, but he shortchanged everything else in his life.
He didn't want to be a servant. He was kind of a little rascal, and he did things the way he wanted them to be. And, he suffered a little bit for it, but we did not, for sure.
Yeah, and he died at 35, which is consequences of some of his actions, probably, but all speculation on my part. What about our list?
Well, I have two, if I may.
Yes.
One, they're both, one is a funny thing happened on the way to the forum.
Okay.
Which I haven't seen for a long time, but that was a goofy, funny movie.
Yeah, a funny thing happened on the way to the forum. I remember Johnny Carson talking about that. Somebody asked him to invest in it, and he shied away, and then later he told how much money he lost because he didn't invest in it.
Yeah, Zero Mostel starred in that. That was a Broadway show originally.
Yeah, just... go ahead.
Pardon me?
No, go ahead.
Oh, and the other one was... And I've seen it recently, and I still love it. It's a mad, 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 mad world.
You know, it's funny because that's the one, when you said a funny thing happened on the way to the forum, that's the very first movie that jumped into my head. How many mads are there in that title, by the way?
Mad, 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 mad. Four, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm gonna put four mads. It's a mad, 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 mad world. It is a crazy title.
That's where Jimmy Durante literally kicks the bucket after a car accident. And he has the X on the treasure map and Ethel Merman and Phil Silvers and a cast of characters. You all go looking for it. And it's a nutsy movie.
It sounds... I haven't seen it, but it sounds ridiculously funny. I'm going to see if I can find that in the old channels. Hey, thanks very much, Randy. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. All right, I think we got Carrie up next. Good morning, Carrie. How you doing?
Good. How you doing this morning, Dr.
Hey, great. Love Thursdays. On our Stumpers, one of the geese flew east, one flew west. Where'd the other one fly?
South.
No, not south or north, by the way. So just to help other people along. And what was the biggest event in the American South during Jimmy Carter's life, according to Jimmy Carter?
I'm going to take a guess and say it was the premiere of the premiere movie. Yeah, Gone with the Wind.
Yes, you are right. I would have hoped there were bigger events than that. And one of the truly sad things about the premiere was Hattie McDonald and anybody who was black in the cast was not allowed. It was segregated at the, what was it? I have it written down here. Hold on a second. The Lowe's Grand Theater on Peach Street in Atlanta. No blacks allowed. And Clark Gable showed up, but he was not going to. And then Hattie McDonald convinced him, no, you got to go. You got to push the movie. That will benefit us more in the long run. But Clark Gable just, he wanted to take a stand against racism, and the black cast convinced him it would be better if he go. And the movie, of course, set records that stood for many, many decades. And Hattie McDonald became the first black to win an Academy Award. So it was a big day in the American South. By the way, an interesting title for a movie, Gone with the Wind. I believe in the book. This line isn't spoken in the movie. I think it's in the book where Scarlett O'Hara says she's away from Tara, and she says, "Is Tara still there, or is it gone with the wind?" And the metaphor is Tara represents Southern culture and the Southern antebellum lifestyle, and has it all gone with the wind, sort of thing. Bob Dylan, by the way, got a Nobel Prize for asking what was blowing in the wind. So apparently the wind's an important metaphor. How about for our list? What do you have?
I got three movies. Three Days of the Condor.
That was a riveting movie. I saw that in the theaters when it first came out. 3 Days of the Condor, great Robert Redford movie. Who's the? Is it not Faye Dunaway? Is it? It was.
Yeah, it is Faye Dunaway.
Is it Faye Dunaway in that? Very good CIA, very realistic thriller. They were the bad stuff back then too. What were the other two you have for us?
I got two Dustin Hoffman movies. One is The Marathon Man.
Okay.
And the other one would be Little Big Man.
I got to ask about Little Big Man, but the marathon, the double entendre there is he was a runner, right?
Yes.
But then he had to outlast this torture from the Nazis.
Yeah, his brother was involved in something to do with diamonds, and his brother gets killed, and this Nazi knows something and wants his diamonds.
Yeah, and, played by Laurence Olivier. So that cast was pretty strong, too.
Yeah.
But the torture scene when he's in the dentist chair, oh, my gosh. That send things down everybody's spine. It was it was horrible to watch that. That drill's coming at his nerves. Oh.
I just love the end where he's telling him to eat the diamonds.
Yeah. Anyway, explain this Little Big Man to me, because I did not see that movie.
Little Big Man is it's a Western where his family, Dustin Hoffman's family, is traveling across the West in a wagon, and his family gets killed, and his brother and sister get kidnapped by Native Americans, and he gets raised by Native Americans, and then once in a while he slips back into white man society.
I got it down. Thanks, Kerry. Appreciate it. I want to get the whole synopsis there. I want to get back to the phones, and then we got to get to news here, too. But welcome to Open Mic. First name, please.
Good morning, Dr. John. This is Gary.
Hey, Gary. Good to hear from you. What do you have for our list?
For the list?
Oh, wait a minute. The Stumper. I forgot the nursery rhyme Stumper. Three geese in a flock. One flies east. One flies west. Where'd the other one fly?
Going with your movie theme, it's One Flew Over the Cuckoo Nest.
Yes! One flew east, one flew west, one flew over the cuckoo's nest. By the way, are you familiar with that movie?
Somewhat, yeah. Jack Nicholson was in that.
Yeah.
He was a prisoner, and he faked being crazy. And
Do you remember the character who is the title character? Who is the one that flew over the cuckoo's nest? And it's not the Jack Nicholson character, Randall McMurphy.
I can't remember his name.
You know what? Well, you should be able to pick him out, though, because he was very distinguished, very distinctive.
I haven't seen it for a while. So
it was Chief Dombrin, the Indian who everybody thought was deaf and mute. And at the end of the movie, when he finds out that his buddy McMurphy's been lobotomized, he just breaks out, throws something through the wall, and just walks off. He's had enough of it. The book is much more interesting than the movie, but the movie was great. It's one of the one of the three that's movies in history who have won all five top Academy Awards, best director, best picture, best actor, best actress, best screenwriter. So good job there. Well, how about for our list? What do you have?
How about Silence of the Lambs?
Yes, that's a great title. I was creeped out by the movie, I'll be honest, and not my favorite movie, but it was well done. It was a thriller. And what I think's interesting, I didn't realize this, but do you know who played the killer in that movie? I mean, obviously, Anthony Hopkins played the serial killer.
Lecter.
Yeah, Hannibal Lecter. But the Buffalo Bill character, do you know who played him in the movie?
No, I don't.
Well, it's the same guy, I should know his name, but it's the same guy that played Captain Stottlemyre in the Monk episodes. I can't think of two more different roles a person could play than this psycho serial guy who skinned women alive or dead. I don't know which, but he killed them. And then you have Captain Stottlemyre. It's very different. Hey, thanks very much. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, Dr. John. Have a good day.
Good job. Hey, I'm sorry, folks. So the phones are all lit up, but I'll get you as soon as I can after the break. We got a break for news. We'll be right back. Magnificent 7 Thursday on Talk Radio 98.5
WRTA. Pelosi. President Biden is back in the U.S. after meeting with Israeli officials in the aftermath of Hamas's attack and the ongoing war in Gaza. Speaking to reporters on Air Force One in Germany, he expressed concern for Americans still being held hostage.
I'm hopeful we can get some Americans out as well of Gaza, and I'm hopefully we will continue to work toward getting other Americans out through other means as well.
He was has a primetime speech scheduled for 8 p.m. Eastern time today on the war and the war in Ukraine. The House of Representatives expected to try again today to elect a new speaker after Jim Jordan failed once again to get enough votes yesterday. And a deputy in Southern California rushed to a hospital after being shot Wednesday night in Palm Springs. Suspect in custody. No word on the deputy's condition. America's listening to Fox News.
Shields Trophy in Fishroom says, donate a toy for Toys for Tots and help make the holiday season brighter for all of our children. A message from Shields Trophy and Fishroom Skills, proudly a woman-owned business. It's a full-service provider of trophies, apparel, corporate gifts, and many unique items. Call 814-943-4443. 814-943-4443. Shields Trophy and Fishroom Skills. And remember, receiving a trophy or an award can change a life. So stop in at 2541 Union Avenue, Altoona, and look for the big fish in the window.
Occasionally something comes out that just changes the game drastically for the better, you know, like a microwave oven or GPS navigation or jet engines, you name it, or cell phones. Recently, Rhino Metals, that's America's leading safe manufacturer, they have launched an amazing new safe design that falls into this category. It's called Safe X, and it uses a completely new way of locking the safe that gives you the anti-pry protection and security of safes that cost thousands and thousands of dollars more. And right now you can save big on these revolutionary gun safes delivered right to your home. Now, these are a tremendous value and the best safes you're going to find. And in Rhino Pry Test, SafeX gun safes, they outperformed other brands, costing up to, what, four or five times as much. Now, I've owned plenty of gun safes over the years, and I can tell you without a doubt, Rhino metal safes are just better in every way than anything I've ever seen. And every safe is backed by the best warranties and support. RhinoSafe.com, RhinoSafe.com.
I'm Elizabeth MacDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell speaks today at an event hosted by the Economic Club of New York. He is expected to offer an update on the economy and the Fed's inflation fight. American Airlines just reported stronger than expected earnings, though its revenue number came in weaker than predicted. American Airlines shares are lower. AT&T is reporting an upbeat summer quarter and is raising its forecast for the year. The company added more than 500,000 customers with a monthly bill in the period, also picked up nearly 300,000 fiber subscribers. Walt Disney's ESPN business saw its profit decline 20% in recent months. Disney's breaking down the financials as it looks for a strategic partner. ESPN is dealing with cord cutting and high prices for sports programming. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Posola, invested in you.
Jesse Kelly here. Do you feel protected?
My personal protection plan is owning gold. The Oxford Gold Group helps you buy gold to have on hand or convert it into your 401k. If things get weird, I have gold on hand. I like that. You can buy coins or convert part of your 401k with the Oxford Gold Group. It's easy and safe. 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. 833-995-GOLD.
Here's your AccuWeather forecast. Clouds and sunshine today with a high of 65. Then we'll have cloudy skies tonight with a low of 51. Rather cloudy tomorrow, a bit of rain in the afternoon. High on Friday, 62. Then this weekend, cloudy with a couple of showers. On Saturday, breezy with a high of 57. And a blend of sun and clouds Sunday with a shower in places and a high of 52. With your AccuWeather forecast, I'm Holly Holdren.
There's only one station for local and national talk in Altoona. Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA.
Beat the drum slowly and play the fife lowly. Sing the death march as you carry me along. Take me to the valley. I'm a young cowboy and know I've done.
The song The Streets of Laredo ties into one of the great movies of all time and also one of the best titled movies of all time, Bang the Drum Slowly. That's mixing cowboys and baseball. How do you get a better movie than that? Although it does have a happy, sad, mostly sad ending. But great movie, great title, Bang the Drum Slowly. Has a tie into that cowboy song, but it's a baseball movie and a love story of sorts, not the sexual kind, but man-to-man type of thing. All right, 814-946-0435. Got a couple more stumpers. I got Chuck on deck. I got Joe up to bat, the most patient man in Blair County. Thanks for that, Joe. How you doing this morning?
Good. How are you doing?
Hey, great. What do you got for our list?
Well, a couple Hitchcock movies, The Master of Suspense. How about North by Northwest?
What's the significance? If I think about it, I can figure it out. But what is North by Northwest, the significance of the title to the plot?
Well, the movie started in New York, and the screenplay was supposed to have it travel up to Alaska, North by Northwest.
Okay.
But it ended up in South Dakota, actually.
Yeah, it was
Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, that's what I remember, the Mount Rushmore scene. Okay. Well, I don't know.
They
that's a great
think of a title.
Okay.
They couldn't think of a title. One of them they come up with was called The Man on Lincoln's Nose.
I'm glad they went with North by Northwest. It sounds a lot better now.
It's actually a line taken from a Shakespeare, Hamlet. They actually say North by Northwest in Hamlet.
Okay.
But it's just Hitchcock. It's typical. But some of his other movies, you got Vertigo.
Yeah.
That's something, Psycho.
Psycho is really, as one word title goes, it's really
right.
Apt. I mean, it's right on. Of course, The Birds, I guess he wasn't too fancy with his title, but he was clever with them. And he ties them in well. So, yeah, I like him. Anything else?
No, that's it. The other one I could think of, Hitchcock, was Dial M for Murder.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't that a play that he turned into a movie? I think it was, but that is a good title, Dial M for Murder. Hey, before I let you go, Joe, I want to give you a chance at least, I got two more stumpers here, so you can walk away with the approbation, admiration, adulation, Smarter Science, All Talk Radio. I mentioned there are three movies that have won the top five Academy Awards. That's Best Picture, Best Director, Best Actor, Best Actress, Best Writer. One of them was One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Can you give me either of the others? Two others.
Oh, boy. Off the top of my head, I can think of such. The One Everything.
Yes.
Yeah, I can't.
Okay. I appreciate it. Thank you so much, Joe.
All right. Take care.
All right. And then I had one more stumper. Oh, yes. This is a Stickler stumper. My first ever Stickler stumper. You have to get this exactly right or you get no credit, folks. Exactly right or no credit on this one. What book or what is the title of the book that Morgan Freeman said is his favorite book? I need the title of the book that Morgan Freeman said is his favorite book. Morgan Freeman played a role in the movie adapted from the book. And I said it's a stickler stumper. There's a five-word title, and you got to get all five words exactly correct in exactly the right order. What's the five-word title of Morgan Freeman's favorite book, which was adapted to movies in which he played? All right, I think I got Chuck up next. Good morning, Chuck.
Morning.
Hey, thanks for hanging in there. Any guess on either stumper, Morgan Freeman's favorite book, or either of the two movies beside Cuckoo's Nest that won the top five Academy Awards?
The only one I can think of would be Patton.
Not Patton, but I wonder how many. I know George Patton or George Scott won for Best Actor. I don't know if the rest of the movie and it won Best Picture, right? So one at least,
think so, yeah,
one at least two of them. So, but I don't know about the. It did not win all of the other three. I know that. So not that, but how about for our list? What do you have?
Since you were playing the cowboy music, the movie, The Cowboys.
That seems rather mundane. Was it a movie about cowboys?
Well, it was actually about boys.
Oh.
Who became cowboys.
Ah.
It was a John Wayne movie.
Okay. Now you got me intrigued. I'm going to have to look this one up. Here's one for you. Speaking of boys, how about, this is on my list. That's why I'm bringing it up. How about October Sky? Do you know the significance of that title? You know what the movie's about, by the way?
Didn't they develop rockets?
Yeah, it was a story about Homer Hickam Jr., a real-life person in West Virginia when Sputnik took off. He was 15 years old, 1957, and he got an interest in rocketry, and he and his friends started building some rockets. He eventually, after serving in the United States military and being a decorated veteran of the Vietnam War, he became a NASA engineer. But the interesting thing, the thing I love about the title, October Sky, well, first of all, you think of October when Sputnik went up and, you know, what the significance was of that and the sky where you're looking upward and he's. But if you rearrange the letters in October Sky, it spells out Rocket Boys.
Wow.
So that's kind of a great anagram. That's why I love the title and it made my list. But I like yours too, The Cowboys. Always.
Well, it's one of the few John Wayne movies where he actually dies.
Oh, well.
And they take revenge. So you really got to watch that movie.
I wonder if it, well, you said there's one of the few. Well, he died in The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance, which, by the way, is also on my list. And he actually dies at the beginning of that movie and is still dead at the end. But in between, he's alive. And he dies in The Shootist, for sure. That was the climactic scene there. But
and, of course, he dies at the Alamo, too.
That's right, playing Davy Crockett. I think they all died, as I recall, and not from watching the movie. Hey, good job. Thank you very much, Chuck.
Okay.
Take care. All right, let's see who's up next. Welcome to Open Mic. First name, please.
Doug.
Doug's got two stompers here. Can you name either of the two movies beside Cuckoo's Nest that won all five top Academy Awards?
No, total blank.
Okay, and how about the five-word title of Morgan Freeman's favorite book? Got to get it exactly right.
No.
Okay, what do you got for our list?
For weasels, I have the State Department for not being able
Wait a minute. It's Thursday. We don't do weasels on Thursday. We do them on Friday. This is Magnificent Seven Thursday. So you're ahead of the game here.
All right. For the title, I have The Sting.
Oh, yes. That was a good movie, and that's a good title for that movie. By the way, I was young, I guess, when I saw it, and it was not that young, but I didn't know what a sting was. And it was nice how it's one of those movies where it appears that the sting is happening in one direction and it happens in the opposite direction. It's pretty good.
The music was perfect for it.
What's that?
And the opening music was perfect for it.
Wasn't that the rag music?
Yeah, the da-da-da, da-da-da, da-da.
Why am I not thinking of... Boy, I should know that name of that title. I used to know the name of that title. But UB Blake used to play it, the pianist. But it's a rag type of song. Yeah, it's a great song. Somebody will give it to me. I haven't even gotten to my email yet. Things are so busy on the phone. But thanks very much. Appreciate it.
All right.
Yeah, we got. By the way, I'm sorry if you've been emailing me. I now see a dozen emails I haven't even been able to look at. Sorry, folks. Welcome to Open Mic. First name, please.
Rex.
Rex, good to hear from you. And I, again, not to be disrespectful for the people emailing me, but you get priority if you call in, like Rex here. So thanks for calling in. How about either Stumper? Do you know?
I would say The Godfather.
Not The Godfather. Didn't win all five. I know one Best Picture, and Marlon Brando won for Best Actor. I don't think any lady roles in that movie, so they couldn't have won Best Actress. Not any significant lady roles. And by the way, mm-hmm. I don't think that's a great title for the movie. It's an okay title because it is about a particular character, but it's not creative or imaginative or anything like that. So,
I do have a movie.
Yes.
I don't know Morgan Freeman's
favorite book.
But as far as the movie. I think The Sixth Sense would fall in there.
Yes. Anything that has Sixth Sense in it is going to be an interesting title. But I have to check my memory now because it gets confused on things. But this is the Bruce Willis psychologist movie where a little kid who sees dead people. Is this right?
Yeah.
And at the time that came out, that fooled everybody. Everybody was shocked at the end of that movie with the ending. And that's a good title. That's a good title for it. Very good title. The Sixth Sense. Yeah, excellent.
That's all I have.
That's plenty. Thanks very much. I could have put a little star next to that. I got a star next to Apocalypse Now. And a star next to North by Northwest. The others are still in the running for Mace Magnificent Seven. One of mine was The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance. I think that's such a great title because, again, it's another one where you're fooled until the end. And The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance appears to be Ransom Stoddard, attorney at law.
You better listen. He's a lawyer, you know.
Thanks, Duke. But actually, the man who shot Liberty Valance was Tom Donovan, who did it as a cold-blood murderer, saving Ransom Stoddard, attorney at law's life, and starting him on a terrific political career. So there were bad consequences for even Ransom Stoddard. But just a great title, The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance, because one guy actually did it. The other guy actually gets called as is known as the man who shot Liberty Valance. Love that title. Love that movie. I think that has five of my list now. Wait a minute. Trading Places, The Man Who Shot. I didn't tell you why Trading Places is on my favorite all-time movie title list. I will, but got to go to a break. Got to get to your calls. Hang in there. We'll be right back. Talk Radio 98.5 WRTA.
This is John Eichelberger from Complete Insurance Services in Altoona. In addition to the standard insurance coverages we provide, we have a special program for unemployment compensation. We typically save our nonprofits and government entities 25 to 40% on their unemployment comp and handle their UC work, including hearings. To start the program in 2024, the paperwork must be submitted by November 30th. So call our office today at 940-1733. That's 940-1733.
The real estate market is changing. Allow our combined 50 plus years of real estate experience to guide you through the home selling process.
Our marketing plan will get your home noticed with a 360 degree virtual tour, advertising on 3 television stations, radio, and over 60 websites.
Colony Realty Group Limited, home to the 4.5% commission rate and
the key to your new home. Call 814-696-9500.
Altoona's first and only talk station. Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA.
That's the theme music from October Sky, an anagram for Rocket Boys. I think that Mr. Hickam is still alive, by the way. What an outstanding life he's led. But back to our list here. I'm going to be back to the phones. I just peeked at the emails, and there's some fantastic nominations there. We're going to run out of time. I'm sorry. But I did have to tell you about Trading Places, folks. This is a title with a triple entendre. There are three separate meanings for Trading Places. So the Duke brothers have a bet that one of them thinks life is about your genetics. The other think it's about, your nurturing. So they make a bet, and the way they're going to settle the bet is take their top executive, played by Dan Aykroyd, throw him out in the street, set him up so he gets thrown out in the street, and they're going to take a homeless guy, played by Eddie Murphy, and make him their new executive. So those two trade places, Aykroyd and Murphy. But the whole movie revolves around the futures exchange, which is a trading place, which is, again, the second meaning of trading places. And then the way it ends up is that Aykroyd and Murphy get wise to what the Duke brothers were doing, and they bankrupt them and trade places with the Duke brothers. So three separate meanings. What a great title for a movie. And the music is the overture of Marriage of Figaro's. And Jamie Lee Curtis is in it, too. So there's all good reasons to watch. Let me get to the phones. 814-946-0435. Welcome to Open Mic. First name, please.
Sherry,
hey, I got a couple of stumpers. Can you name either of the movies beside Cuckoo Nest that won all five top Academy Awards?
Not Driving Miss Daisy.
How about the five-word title of Morgan Freeman's favorite book?
I do not know that.
All right, what do you have for our list?
The Sandlot.
The what?
The Sandlot.
I'm not hearing correctly. The Sand?
The Sandlot.
You're not coming in well. I'm sorry. Can you spell that for me, please?
S-A-N-D-L-O-T.
Okay, Sandlot, all right. That sounds interesting. I'm going to have to look up that movie, but I'm sorry your phone there faded on us. Welcome to Open Mic. First name, please. Hello?
Jackie,
how you doing today?
Good, how are you?
Good. Any guess on the stompers?
I'm going to say The Silence of the Lambs.
That was one of them. Yes. And for the other, you have to go back to 1939. It happened one night was the 1939 movie that won all five Academy Awards. Well, actually, I think it was a 38 movie, but it won the 1939 Academy Awards. Good guess there, and you get the approbation, admiration, adulation, Smartest Science on Talk Radio. You have anything for our list?
I do not right now, thank you.
You did great. Thanks so much, Jackie. Welcome to Open Mic. First name, please.
It's Earl John, but I had the movies, so it happened one night. So
okay.
My movie I nominate is The Natural, Robert Redford again.
I like it. All right, I gotta give the answer to the stomper. We ran out of time. Boy, that's just too much to get done on Magnificent Thursday. Gotta expand his show somehow. But the five word title of Morgan Freeman's favorite book, in which he played the movie adaptation, is Rita Hayworth and Shawshank Redemption. The movie was just called The Shawshank Redemption, but the book on which it was based is a novella by Stephen King. That's Rita Hayworth and Shawshank Redemption. And now I can't even go to list. We're out of time. Catch you tomorrow for Winners and Weasels.
It's all over, Bullwinkle.